James, are you in a particularly jovial mood this morning?
Not especially.
Oh, what? What happened?
Why would I be?
Uh-oh. What happened?
Something wrong?
No, my dog got stuck in the blanket.
I thought you said blender.
No, you wish, but that would be sad. So what's happening with you?
Nothing. Did you think about IKEA for a bathroom sink?
Oh, I bought one yesterday.
From IKEA?
No, from Floor and Decor. It's the wooden sink.
Wooden?
It's with the sink, with the top. It's a quartz top. It's with everything. Right. I don't have to run around to a quarry and have it fashioned from the side of David or something. I mean, I couldn't do all that.
I think we've had enough, David. I think you can repurpose it. I mean,
yeah, we could
point?
Repurpose it, but
how
yeah.
many times do you need to look at it?
Yeah, I actually got the one I wanted, which is nice for a change. So, mischief managed.
IKEA probably would have been cheaper.
Probably would have been way cheaper, but I wanted something that would last.
Why? So, you're just going to tear it out in a few years.
Hopefully, I'm going to tear myself out of here in a few years. So, I did have a minor tile meltdown, but we don't need to talk about that on the podcast.
If you bought Twitter, you could talk about it there.
Oh, my gosh.
Until you ban it.
Did you vote on the poll? Speaking of Twitter,
hell
I was going to
yeah.
ask you.
Me and 1,000 other bots.
Yeah, and 1,000 other bots.
He so, admits, Elon Musk admits there's still bots on Twitter, and yet he's still using the polls.
I know, so
decisions.
The bots have spoken, I guess, huh?
What a moron.
He said he'd abide by the poll results. And
he says a lot of things, but even if he steps down as CEO, he's still he's still the owner. It's like,
right.
What are you going to do?
I don't use Twitter, so I just live through it vicariously through you and anyone else who sends me cute little things to look at.
Oh, there's no cute things happening on Twitter now.
Oh, no, sorry. That was the other one that I don't
Instagram?
Use.
Instagram?
No, the one you like, TikTok.
TikTok. Well,
yeah, TikTok, Twitter, they all start with T. I don't use either of them.
Since we're not actually on Twitter right now, it's okay to mention other social media platforms.
Why? Did he ban them?
Yes, he's banned all links to any other social media platform.
Oh, I saw that.
Isn't that wonderful?
I don't know. Is it?
Are we having free speech yet?
I didn't understand that move. Could you explain it to me and the audience?
To ban other social media platforms?
Right. Why? Seems
like... he's upset that people are using Twitter as a platform to advertise their other platforms like Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that.
But isn't that what it's about? I mean...
That's not allowed anymore. Well, I think Elon forgot that the basic idea of the internet... Like the web is links.
Right.
The hyperlink, to get back to really basic, simple internet technology, the hyperlink, being able to click on something, either a button or a text, and automatically going to a different document, whether that document be on your website or on a completely different website, that is the fundamental technology, one of the fundamental technologies of the internet.
I think it's fabulous.
And he's basically saying, well, yeah, not so much. It's kind of like saying, you know, I don't think you should be able to access Twitter by your phone anymore. You have to call into our hotline and get your Twitter feed from a live person telling you that. I mean, that's about as crazy as like saying you can't link to other platforms. You can't link to other websites.
But what was his rationale? That's what I didn't understand. He just didn't want it associated. I mean,
your dog told him to do it.
My dog told him. My dog
yes.
could care less about Elon Musk or Twitter.
That is how he makes his decisions. He gets his inspiration, his guidance from your dog.
Well,
makes more sense than any other explanation that I can come up with.
Yeah, some of this stuff just goes like right through me because there's so much news coming at you and it's just a barrage of information. It's a lot. And stuff like that, I just filter out. And I'm like, well, James will tell me what it means.
Well, the thing is, it's easy to pay attention to because it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
It doesn't matter.
It's like when you're dealing with Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, it's harder to process that because that's important. It's affecting people's lives. But
yes.
Twitter is just the slow meltdown of one billionaire. And it doesn't really matter if the universe has one less billionaire in it. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, I just wanted to know if you had voted in the poll. And
oh, I did. And I almost said no. I was really on this fence because this is his responsibility. This is the mess he's made. He should really have to ride it down all the way until it crashes because obviously whoever he's going to bring in, quote, as CEO is going to be the fall guy.
You know, to me, it's like I thought he was flexing and doing a lot of attention seeking. And it's like, gosh, is he just bored now? And so he just wants to opt out, you know.
He might be a little bit desperate since it's cratering his net worth, right? Tesla stock are basically half what they were before he bought Twitter. because he bought Twitter and people are finally seeing what kind of a moron he is. And I feel like I've been conned properly. He properly conned me. I thought he was a smart guy. Like, I think I know what it feels like to be a Trump supporter now because, you know, people who thought Trump was smart, eventually some of them realize, oh, gosh, he's really not that smart at all. That's the way I feel about Elon. I genuinely thought he was smart. Now I'm like, I don't know how this could come apart. On the other hand, you know, with Trump, there's really nothing you can point to as a success other than his reality TV show. That's the only thing he's ever really done successfully. All of his real estate nonsense, he basically inherited all that from his father, who built the Trump empire, the Trump organization. And the only thing Trump himself ever did was his reality shows. But Musk, you know, he's at least associated. He didn't really found any of these companies, but he's at least associated with Tesla, which revolutionized how we drive cars. You know, the electric car revolution is largely based on Tesla. I don't think anybody would be in this space if it wasn't for Tesla kicking the ball off. Tesla is the best car in the world because it's just a regular sedan that also happens to be the fastest car in the world.
Wow.
Well, not necessarily the fastest car, but it's, you know, 3 or 4 seconds 0 to 60 speed is up there with cars that cost 4 or 5, 10 times what the Tesla costs. Now, they're expensive, but again, a fraction of the price of other cars in that range. He's got SpaceX. He's literally building the most advanced, best spaceships the world has ever seen.
Right.
It's got Starlink. It's a great satellite internet service.
But wasn't it going to block out the view of our real stars?
Well, it's not just Starlink, but the astronomers are very concerned and are whining and complaining about all the satellites that are going up in orbit because it does block their observations. Like, if they have a long exposure, they can have now dozens of satellites whipping past through that long exposure, so it kind of ruins their look, which is why we have the new James Webb telescope, because it's well beyond all that nonsense, thankfully.
Oh, okay.
It's out in the middle of nowhere, poor thing. It's all very lonely out there.
Well, maybe it'll find a Martian to hook up with.
I suppose so.
I have no idea why I said that.
Why do we say anything?
Got me.
I just wish Trump would get back on Twitter because I'm so sad that I missed all of his NFTs got sold out before I got to them. I feel like if he'd posted it on Twitter, I would have had a better chance of getting some of his NFTs before they were all sold out.
Oh, God. They're sold out?
Well, I don't really believe that they're sold out, but that's what his website says.
I was going to say, like, how the hell could that even happen?
Yeah. There are still a lot of dumb people out in the world.
And they're heinously, like, weird.
I think a quarter of all Republicans still deeply support him.
I don't know.
Those NFTs were something else.
The images?
Yeah.
A friend of mine sent me one and she said, Merry Christmas. Don't say I never got you anything. And I'm like, what? And I didn't even, because I paid no, if I see his name anywhere, I just skim right over it. I don't have time for that anymore. And so I didn't even know what was happening. So I called him like, what the hell is this? It was like a picture of him in this little spacesuit or something. I'm like, what the hell? And she's like, oh, it's an NFT. They're $99. And I sent you one for Christmas. And I'm like, no, you didn't. And she's like, no, I didn't. So it was kind of funny. And then I had to read about it.
I'm sorry you didn't get the NFT for Christmas.
Yeah. She sent it to one of her coworkers who was a Trump supporter still.
And it was a pretty funny story, though, because those things are just, they're so embarrassingly bad.
They are bad.
They're not the worst illustrations I've seen, but they're pretty bad illustrations. Right. And also, it's just cut and paste because if you look at them, there are a couple of poses where it's the exact same pose, just with a different background. And that seems kind of like half-assed.
Sure it is.
And these are pictures of Trump. Well, it's not actually pictures of Trump. I don't know what you're buying here because it's not a portrait of Trump. It's a portrait of Trump's whatever that thing is above his neck.
The face.
Quote his head. Quote his head. Because I don't know what's going on up there. It doesn't seem like it's a normal human head. It's probably an orangutan or something. But
he's probably a reptile, but that's okay.
Possibly. Well, he's reptile people run the earth. You know that.
I do, and you'll have to discuss that at a later date. Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
No.
It's got the Trump head on an idealized male figure, which he is not. He's a
very
fatty.
Idealized.
He's a fatty who can't even walk down a ramp, right? So one of them, he's a hunter. He's never gone hunting a day in his life. Another one, he's a NASCAR driver. It's like, what are you talking about? You don't drive NASCAR. What?
His sons hunt, though. They hunt like poor animals.
Those are his sons, and they go on these, I don't know what they're called, but you know, these special hunt seasons or hunt things where people basically guide them to the animal and say, here, shoot this now. That's not really hunting.
Right.
It's not like spending 2 weeks in the woods with all you go in with is a knife and, I don't know, a hat or something and a cup of coffee.
Naked and afraid, hunting edition. a knife in a hat. That just sounds so bad.
They're just embarrassing. What kind of psychotic person would authorize this or then buy them? I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to do with these things. I think we should probably print them out and post them all over the place.
God, no thanks.
It's like, who's going to stop me? It's not like there are any laws or rules regulating NFTs.
I don't think there's laws or rules regulating much at these days.
There's a lot of laws and regulations out there, but not when it comes to the crypto space.
Yeah, the crypto space and the AI space too, in some ways.
Yeah, it just seems like a sad commentary on the lack of his manhood that he has to pretend to be these different things.
I thought it was actually quite amusing.
And all Joe Biden has to do to look like a tough guy, he can just have a regular picture of himself, Joe Biden, and mm-hmm. he has just aviator glasses, and he's suddenly a badass, you know?
Right.
That's actually Joe Biden. We're actually seeing Joe Biden, the real Joe Biden, not some fanciful version of it. So I don't know if you caught this, though.
No.
You know, that was Trump's big announcement last week. He prefaced it by saying earlier in the week, I got a big announcement this mm-hmm. week. Big announcement.
Right. I thought he was going to announce, like, Carrie Lake as his VP
nominee. What everyone thought he was going to announce that he was running for Speaker of the House.
Oh, see, that went through me too.
See, this is important because if he had run for Speaker of the House and if he'd won Speaker of the House, the thought was that, oh, well, then he can impeach both Biden and Harris.
Yeah, because he's third in line for the presidency.
Mm-hmm. Well, hang on.
I'm sorry. I keep stealing your thunder.
No,
I will
it's not
stop
that.
Talking
you,
now.
You need to set it up a little better just in
okay.
that. You know, the third person in line is the Speaker of the House, which then he would then be, and then he'd be president again. Instead of that, mm-hmm. We got the NFTs. If you buy all of them, you get to have a dinner with him.
No way. Wait, how many are there? I only saw like 3 or 4.
I don't know.
I had
there
to
were,
stop.
There were a lot. I think there may have been 20 or so.
Oh, no.
I don't remember. It was a few $1,000 to buy all of them. So
oh,
if you wanted to spend,
no.
you know, buy the whole pack. And get a meal with Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
I'm assuming they would eat at Burger King. I don't know.
That wouldn't even be worth it.
Would Burger King usually be worth it?
You know, I haven't eaten there forever, but then you talked about that vegan burger.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about driving through, and I just drove right by. I couldn't do it.
That seems like a good response.
I saw one the other day. Yeah, it's like, enough of that. Okay, so no NFTs for you for Christmas.
Well, that's heartbreaking. You got all wound up in your own little AI drama this week, huh?
I got interested in some stuff.
We'll just leave it there then?
Okay. No, I was interested in this protest that occurred on ArtStation.
Yeah, that seems like a bunch of people just getting their underwear in a bunch.
I get their point. And then I went on to the ArtStation website and looked at some of the protests.
Catherine, what is ArtStation?
Oh, ArtStation is... They say it's probably the most important website on the whole internet for professional artists who work in entertainment and video. I mean, they said that the artists built this ArtStation website, and so now they're getting kind of shafted by them because they're letting AI.
Any social media site where you're putting your content up for someone else to profit off of, you know, it's not going to go well for you. And that's basically all the social media sites, and that this is just one of those. So don't complain to me about, oh, we built this community. You built a community knowing damn well that you were, if you didn't know, you were building it in a floodplain.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good analogy. Evidently, this area called Explore, the Explore section, mm-hmm. was the way they showcase it, they being the artist, showcase the work, their work. And so in the Explore section, now all of a sudden these AI images made by computers were floating about, and it just got everyone upset. And, you know, I guess if whether it's a weak point or not, you know, whether they just wanted to protest or not. But I did get on the ArtStation website, and some of the stuff, like they had... there's a whole thing about fingers, like AI, like can't generate a proper hand.
Not yet, but it will.
But yeah, it will. It will. But I love the image with the 6 fingers or 7 fingers and like they're flipping them off. And so anyway, that was all over.
It seemed very juvenile to me.
It was very juvenile, but I thought, you know, it was like I was looking at this stuff again at like 2 a.m. and, you know, sometimes you just laugh when you're all jacked up on caffeine and it's, you know, after midnight.
These are not the best artistic minds of our generation.
Right. But I thought some of their comments were interesting. One of them I knew that you would have issue with that said, no AI on an art website. Let's protect at least human art or creativity will disappear.
I have no problem with any given website platform social media, whatever, banning AI art. I think it's totally fine to have, you know, mm-hmm. your lane, have your lane, define your lane and say what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Right. And I think that that's what the protest was about. And ArtStation replied very quickly to this. We're going to add tags, we'll enable artists to choose whether they want to allow or disallow use of their art for these training purposes. And they said, but, you know, we really don't want to, you know, basically stifle big tech.
Yeah, they're not Luddites.
The question is, you know, kind of in the community, you know, have they chosen tech over humans? And it got a little bit hyperbolic, but I do get their point. And I think your point is well taken. Like, let's create a lane. This is not going away. This is a quickly evolving situation with AI. It's getting better all the time, even if it can't generate anatomically correct hands.
Who needs hands?
Right, right, whatever. You know, and so let's make a lane for them. And the places that are for human artists.
Catherine, as long as it has the right number of boobs, I'm fine with it.
Oh, my God. More is not better in that case. Okay.
Right, right.
Taking off from that, Stability AI was planning on letting artists opt out of Stable Diffusion 3 training. Did you ponder that at all?
Yeah, so that was kind of ham-fisted. You can go in and look to see if individual works of yours are in the database.
Right.
And then, you know, ask for them to be individually, one at a time.
Right.
Taken out, which seems okay. I mean, I don't know how else to do it, but it's an option to do it.
There was an article written about it that we'll link in the show notes. And there were some issues. And like the author, I guess they went in and they basically uploaded images or like deleted images. And there was no vetting to see if they were actually the owner of the images. And they were not.
Well, that's not how the internet works, though. I mean, this is the complaint that the guys at ArtStation had, too. It's like they don't have any control over images. Once you upload to the internet, you don't have any control over it.
Right.
Once you expose an idea, whether it be an image or a piece of music or whatever, once you expose it to other people, you no longer control it. If you want to control something, if you really want to have control over it, you got to keep it in your head. Is that worth it? I mean, you make a trade-off when you put it out into the world. Other people can see it. Other people can steal it. Other people can remix it. Other people can use it as a basis for something else that you may not like.
What did you think of the concept of having it be opt-in, and which would exclude all artwork from AI training unless they opted in? Because opting out is not necessarily consent.
I just have a fundamental problem with this idea that you have to opt in to a system mm-hmm. like this, because it's the internet. It's the world. If you put your stuff out there, people are going to see it. If you don't want anyone to see it, don't put it out there. There's no fine grain opting in or opting out of anything. If you opt into something, you opt into it.
Right.
You know, it's a big wide world out there, and you just don't be so afraid.
But where's the balance? You know, where's the balance? Is there a balance?
That's what nature decides. Nature just, you don't get to decide the balance.
That's an interesting concept.
Unless you buy Twitter, in which case then you can suddenly ban, you know, half a dozen journalists for not posting in real time location. They're called assassination coordinates now.
Oh my God. As much as I don't pay attention to Elon Musk either, I thought that there was a point.
I'm not saying I don't pay attention.
No,
I'm paying very close attention to him.
No, you do. I'm saying I don't.
Okay.
But I did, you know, when I read about that whole situation, I thought, you know, I thought his point was well taken. I don't think you should be telling people locations of individuals if they haven't made it public.
On the surface of it, if you think about it for half a second, okay, that seems reasonable, except then you think about it for like another half second and you start thinking, well, how reasonable is that? Like if you post a picture, say if you're at, I don't know, the World Cup, and you post a picture from that and saying, having mm-hmm. a great time at the World Cup, haven't you doxed yourself, Elon? How is that any different from anyone else doxing, putting up your location?
What is the definition of doxing? Is this?
See, that's not really doxing. Doxing is actually putting someone's home address up on the internet. That's what real doxing is. This is one of the problems.
That's what I thought, right.
Quote, the Twitter files is, uh-huh. they're taking terms. No, that's what they're calling them. Barry Weiss and what's his name? Talby. I can't remember the other pseudo journalists who are taking all the. So Elon Musk invited some right-leaning, quote, journalists to look at Twitter's stuff and do some reporting on it. And they have fabricated all kinds of stories. And the funny thing is they're trying to show how inconsistent Twitter is, but they're showing internal communications between Twitter employees and how much time and effort they put into making these decisions.
Okay.
And also, everything that they're posting is just reposting stuff that Twitter already had publicly available, either in their terms of service or on their blog. So they're making, you know, mountains out of absolutely nothing. But anyway, I don't even know where I was. What was I
complaining
about?
I don't know. We just got off on that sub-rant, but that's okay. Twitter's like the thing today. But, you know, kind of like under the guise of like reposting things that are already out there. That's what AI does, doesn't it? It kind of reposts or reconfigures. Yeah, I do it. Do you do it?
Well, that's we can't help but do it.
Right.
We recompile. We are recompilers.
Recompile. Oh, I like that. Bottom line is, folks, like using scraped images without permission is legal under U.S. and European law currently, unless they make another lane for this and have an opt-in, opt-out. I mean, I don't even know how they can do it.
If you block scraping, then you won't be able to, no one will be able to find your images because that's what the search engines do. They scrape your images
exactly.
to size them, figure out what's there. And oh, you know what we were talking about?
What were we talking about?
What doxing is and whatnot.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So Elon, when he bought Twitter, he went out of his way and said, you know, it's all about free speech. Anything can say, anybody can mm-hmm. say anything. And he specifically called out ElonJet, which is a Twitter account that mm-hmm. posts when Elon's private jet lands and when it takes off. And he said, you know, I hate this guy, but I'm going to leave him up because free speech. Whatever his definition of free speech, apparently that's included. Except for 2 weeks later, then he says, oh, he bans it because it's real-time doxing and, you know, it's assassination coordinates, which is not doxing because if you put up the location of where the jet lands, that's not actually his location. It's the location of the jet. I don't know if Elon's on that. And it's not real. It's not really exactly real-time because what are you going to do? Are you going to hang out at all the airports or something? It's like useless information if you want to track this guy down.
He's definitely taken off on this.
They're changing the definitions of things.
Well, but there has to be something to talk about, so why not talk about that?
And then he's going a step further, and if you link to that account, that's where he banned all the journalists, because they were linking to the thing, because it was a story they were reporting on, and they put a link to the ElonJet Twitter account, and uh-huh. they got banned for not real-time
but
posting
they're back
any
now,
data.
Right?
Yeah, they were banned for a week, but they were back the next day, because rules are not applicable to Twitter. You know, someone was talking about Twitter. Well, you know, if you don't like the terms of service, Twitter, make your own Twitter. The terms of service, as far as anybody can tell, are just in the head of Elon Musk. So it's kind of hard to know when you go afoul of them unless you're inside of his head, which thankfully I am not.
And thankfully I'm not on Twitter. So it's fun to follow the stuff as much as I can.
Yeah, it is because it's not that important in the end of the day.
Exactly. And it gets my mind out of the...
It's like I couldn't follow Trump this closely because it had real life implications.
Right.
This is more like a soap opera, I guess.
It is more like a soap opera. And speaking of soap operas, we're approaching Christmas.
That's not a soap opera.
Well, it is in my world. You know, so I'm glad we're not doing a holiday episode this year, but I was in search of holiday music, and I came upon yet another AI platform, Riff Fusion.
I got to say, this is kind of reassuring to me. This makes my day a little bit easier because all these different AIs doing all the thinking for us, I can just lay down again and not have to get up.
I know, we're just going to be blobs. Which I know. So anyway, so Riff Fusion, it's an AI image synthesis model, but it generates like sound from, I don't even know how the hell this works. And I was on it for quite a while last night. It just generates it from, what is it?
Okay, I didn't really get it either, but it sounds like they have profiles for different things like jazz and whatnot that they've turned mm-hmm. into images, because you can, you know, an image can be turned into a wave file and vice versa, right? It's just waveforms.
Oh.
But then you're supposed to be able to put prompts in to guide it as to what kind of sound you want from it. And I didn't play with it for very long, but I was deeply unimpressed. And of course, this is basically just a pet project of a couple engineers, so it's kind of amazing that it works at all.
It is. Yeah, visual sonogram, excuse me. So you played around with it too. I thought it was kind of fun.
Just for a few minutes. And
I generated six. I sent you some of them because I thought maybe I'll do Christmas music. Did you?
I got one.
But the
Sound of Silence.
Wasn't that disturbing?
No.
I found it incredibly disturbing. I don't know what I expected.
I found it very superficial.
Oh, it's all superficial. And the more you do it, and I was playing around with like the beats and all of that. And like, you know, it was just fun. So anyway, my six prompts. Do you want to hear my prompts?
Yeah,
I did Sound of Silence and I found it disturbing. I did K-pop jazz and it was like an Asian record skipping with weird, like it was really bad, really bad. And I don't even know. It was like the agile beat or whatever. And then I did Moonlit Ocean Waves and it was kind of creepy, but it sounded like those weird 90s relaxation tapes. with like weird like synthesizer stuff in the background. Right. And it just kept repeating. And I was like, oh, I couldn't even relax to this. But it just, it took me right back laying on a yoga mat years ago. And then I did the Gayatri Mantra with tabla and harmonium. The Gayatri Mantra is one of the Mula mantras, like we sang it a lot. And anyway, it's an ancient chant. And the Gayatri Mantra was used in the opening credits to the latest version of Battlestar Galactica several years ago. Yeah, when they sing. And if you listen to it, you have to watch it, and you'll hear Umbor Buvasvaha Ta Savitua Varenyam. You'll hear it in the back, and it's this really weird. And so I thought, oh, and we always sang that. And so the Gayatri Mantra with tabla and harmonium, and my notes were just, no. It was so bad. It had no remnant, whatever. And then the last one I did, 1 minute after New Year's Eve. And that was probably my favorite one. It was a little peppy.
I only got the one, so I didn't.
No, I didn't send them all to you. But maybe we can like pick one. I'll send them to you. Maybe you can pick one and use it as bumper music.
So, okay. Side note, Battlestar Galactica, the remake. Mm-hmm. Well, the first one was brilliant. It was so campy and dumb.
It was campy. It was, yeah.
In its own way. Uh-huh. And Starbuck was amazing. The remake is also amazing, except I don't know if you watched the whole season.
I did.
Or series.
I did.
The finale was just the worst thing ever.
I found it disturbing.
The finale?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so bad, like literally my brain disconnected it from the rest of the series.
Oh my God. I didn't go that far, but I just couldn't. It took me a while to get my head around it. And I still don't know if I understand what happened.
Oh, in the finale?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it doesn't really make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense because it was almost like a time warp, like it was a big circle.
Yeah.
And they ended where they started.
And that's what they keep talking about. It's a full circle. Everything has happened before and everything will happen again.
Yeah,
which is kind of a dumb thing to say. Because I don't want to live this crap again. Come on, give me a break.
Oh, for God's sakes. Oh, hell to the no.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, check it out again and listen for the Gayatri Mantra. Like, Google it or whatever.
Actually, I have it on DVD.
And you'll hear it. That's the Gayatri Mantra. It's beautiful. In closing, we have to discuss Costco. Getting ready to raise its membership prices.
Yeah. Can't really complain too much.
I know. No. I mean... It was interesting because I was reading, it said that the average price increase is 5 years and 7 months. And that time frame from the last raise would be probably sometime in January of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to lock in. I mean, I'm due for a renewal anyway. I think it was in October. I always mess up and wait forever. But I'm going to do it before January so I can lock in to my executive membership.
As long as they don't double it. It'll be pretty trivial.
Exactly.
Because that's such a trivial amount to pay. And then you get 2% back anyway. So you get typically we get more back from them than we pay them in membership fees. Because you get a coupon at the end of the year, like a 2% back on whatever you spent. And that covers the membership. So,
it does. Isn't that beautiful? It's a beautiful thing. That's what...
So this was our Christmas special?
We're only doing Christmas on Subrand every 4 years.
What?
Like the presidential elections and leap year.
I don't know if I can support that.
Yeah, that's
Christmas.
My theory. I know you do.
It's too late for buyer's guide, though.
Yeah, it's too late, thank God.
I know, can we give people excuses for why they didn't get their loved one's gifts?
Mm-hmm, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
When your wife, mother, brother, husband, whomever... complains that you didn't get them a good gift or forgot about them entirely, you can just blame it on Subrant.
Okay.
It's like, oh, you know, I rely on Subrant for all my news, and they didn't tell me anything about Christmas coming up. They didn't give me any guides or anything. So, and I'm sure that your loved one will be like, oh, that's really bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry.
I understand now. I understand.
I get it. Yeah.
We'll
just
take the
every
heat.
4 years. Yeah. Yeah, we'll take the heat because every 4 years is good with me.
There's no way. There's no way. I observe Christmas every year. Not like actually Christ being born, just putting up lights and buying Christmas presents and stuff.
I did buy presents this year, though. That was a stretch.
Did you get yourself a vanity for your bathroom?
I got myself a vanity for my bathroom. I know, and lots of durable medical equipment. It's such a festive time.
Wow, that's got to be, that stuff's got to be tough to wrap.
Yeah, and you know, but you know who's going to score big? The dog.
Oh, God.
I've got two boxes full of stuff from Chewy's here that I've got to wrap.
I should have seen that. Oh, you're, oh, boy. Oof. I'm glad I'm not eating right now because I would have lost it. Okay, then.
He likes paper, and he's going to, like, have fun. And so, yeah, I got him, like, an interactive toy with little aliens that he can pull out of their spaceship. I got him two little sweaters with hoodies. They're hoodie sweaters or little hoodie. I don't know what the hell they are. And then I got him a bigger Kong because he likes his little mini Kong. He got, like, several balls. I bought him a stick that was too big for him. That was a while ago. So, yeah, this is like, I didn't get the nail clippers, though. I forgot. So I'll have to order those today. Yeah, the dog's going to score. Are you still with me? Hello? Merry Christmas.
Have a happy new year.